prevalent when a person is blowing. So therefore, in his mind, he thinks that this is innocent, totally innocent by him blowing. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam discouraged. So to such an extent that we seen in the hadith history, that when he would drink, he'd take a sip, he'd move the glass away, he'd take a breath. Take another sip, move the glass away, and then take a breath. Take the third sip, move the utensil away, the glass, whatever he was drinking from, and then he would take the third breath. So this is what we should try and do. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This great hikmah. A lot of times later on medically they'll tell you that this is healthy, this is not good. But this was told to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam many years ago. And 100% we should believe that there's full benefit in it for us. An Anas radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam utiya bi labanin qad shiba bima. And Anas radiallahu anhu says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was brought. It was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, milk mixed with water in it. So milk mixed with water was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعَنْ يَمِينِهِ أَعْرَابِيٌ وَعَنْ يَسَارِهِ أَبُو بَكْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's right hand side was a Bedouin, a villager. And on the left side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. فَشَرِبَ ثُمَّ أَعْطَى الْأَعْرَابِيِّ. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drank and then he passed the utensil, that goblet, to the right hand side, to that villager. Now remember who's sitting on his left hand side, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. After Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest person is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam passed the thing to the right hand side. وَقَالَ الْإِيمَنْ فَالْإِيمَنْ. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said these words, that one, that الْإِيمَنْ فَالْإِيمَنْ literally means on the right and on the right. What it means that the one on the right and then the one on the right means the one on the right and then the one on the right, meaning that when a person is passing something, he should pass on the right hand side. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us something, that even when we are passing utensils, even when we are passing anything, then we should consider a certain system, a certain methodology, a certain way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, that he was very methodical in what he did. He wasn't haphazard. Even when passing something, which way to pass, we did all those hadiths of which foot to wear our shoes and which one to take out our shoes and clothing and entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, toilet, etc. We did all that is very methodical. Even passing something, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very methodical. He wasn't haphazard. I'll pass to you and I'll pass here and I'll pass there. There was a method and a system he used even when passing something. So here he was teaching us al-Aiman fal-Aiman, the one on the right and then the one on the right. One more hadith and then almost the same meaning and then we finish off. عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتي بشراب فشرب منه وعن يمينه غلام. As سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه, he mentions that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, a drink was brought to him and Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم drank from it. On his right hand side was a young boy. This time wasn't a villager, this time on his right hand side was a young boy. وعن يساره أشياخ. And sitting on his left hand side were all senior people on the left hand side of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالَ لِلْغُلَامِ أَتَأْذَنُ لِي أَنْ أُعْطِيَ هَا. So after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank, he asked that young boy on his right hand side, do you give me permission to pass the stick first to the people on the left hand side, because they were senior people. So we learn one lesson from here, that the person on the right is more deserving of it being passed. But if we want to pass it to the person on the left, ask the person on the right permission. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that he asked this young boy. And who was this young boy? This young boy was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, great sahabi. He was a young boy at that time. And he was from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was from the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he said, فَقَالَ لِلْغُلَامِ, he told this young boy that, do you give me permission to إِلَىٰ أُوْثِرُ بِنُصِيبِ مِنْكَ أَحَدًا. So this young boy, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, says, he said, no, I won't allow anybody to take my nasib, my share of this ever. I won't allow anybody to take this. فَتَلَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي يَدِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that goblet and put it into his hand. Now this was the love that he had. This was, he said, out of love. And this also teaches us many masail. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that these young people with their jazba and with their desire and the fact that they were sahaba, what they did was a lesson for us all. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to him. So the question we might ask was, why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ask him permission and he didn't ask that Bedouin permission? The first hadith we did, there was a Bedouin on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right inside and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu on the left. Why that hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't ask the villager and here he's asking Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas? Ulama explained, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so considerate he would consider the feelings of every person. He understood that this young boy, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, would have understood why he is asking permission to pass it to the old people. He would have understood why he is asking. So because of his understanding, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him. And that villager, perhaps he would have misunderstood. He would have thought that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preferring all these other people over me. He is giving unfair preference. So to avoid that situation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just passed it and he said, Al-Aiman fal-Aiman, that on the right and then on the right. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just mentioned the law. He didn't ask him permission because this person might misunderstand what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing. He might feel hard or might feel bad in his heart. So out of riayat and consideration for the feelings of that Bedouin, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't ask him permission. And here when it came to this young boy, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he was from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew if he asked him, he won't feel bad about it. He won't feel bad. So knowing his feelings, knowing his emotions, after considering all that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked him to see that how he could perhaps give the older people preference. But it was the love that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from here. I want to drink from the same place Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank, out of that desire and that love that this young man had. He said, no, I want that share. I want that barakah directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the love and desire that even the young people had at that time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that desire, that love, that beautiful feeling to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try and imitate him in every way, even to such an extent that before we say something, we consider the feeling of that person. How will this person take it? How will he feel? If he's going to feel bad about it, then better I don't say it. And if he's going to be hurt about it, better I don't say it. So take every person's consideration before we say anything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.